Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shiley. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Robertson. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting third. The center fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Frank Callaway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hasty. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Hasty. And now, play ball. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shiley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shiley moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins takes first base on ball four. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway strikes out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Perkins moves to second. Frank Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway strikes out. Two outs. Bob Hasty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Hasty reaches second base with a double. Perkins scores. Walker goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hooper strikes out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-1 in the game. McGowan bunts towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. Hauser moves to second. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hauser scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Galloway takes first base on ball four. Perkins moves to second. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mostill hits a line drive into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McClellan hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hasty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hasty strikes out. 2 outs. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McClellan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Hasty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hooper moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins bunts towards the mound. Hasty picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hasty. Hooper scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. Collins moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sheely hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Collins tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a line drive towards short. Galloway reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 1 in the game. McGowan hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Perkins hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McClellan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Perkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk is hit by the pitch. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robertson bunts in front of the plate. Perkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Schalk moves to second. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway strikes out. Two outs. Bob Hasty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hasty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shealy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Young hits a pop-up towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 2 in the game. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McClellan hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Perkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Johnson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robertson bunts towards the mound. Hasty fields it and throws to first for the out. Schalk moves to second. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hooper bunts towards the mound. Hasty fields it and throws to first for the out. Schalk moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Brugge pinch hits for Bob Hasty. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge strikes out. One out. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.